Unit 7.
Skills.
Listening. Activity 3. Listen again and decide if the following statements are true, false, or not given. Tick the correct boxes.
Good morning, everyone. My name is David. I come from Canada and I've been doing an undergraduate course in Vietnam for 2 years. Today, I'd like to share with you my study abroad experience. Well, my experience in Vietnam has been great so far. My classes take place at the University of Social Sciences and Humanities in Hanoi. I'm taking courses in Vietnamese history and economic development. The faculty staff are very friendly and helpful, and the program coordinator is very organized, knowledgeable, and thorough. He is always available for any emergencies, making sure that I have everything I need. I live with a host family and have my own room, which is comfortable and clean and has internet. When I first arrived, I was completely over the moon with everything, but then I realised that I was experiencing a culture shock. Luckily, I had the support of my host family. Since I came, I've been included in all family gatherings and outings. I also took an intensive Vietnamese language course, and at the end of the first year, I was able to freely communicate with my host family in Vietnamese. This also helped me integrate with the local culture. Vietnam is quite a safe country, although the roads are a bit dangerous. I was really worried when I used a friend's motorbike to get around the city. Things are not expensive here, so I can easily live on a student's budget. I usually eat breakfast and dinner with my host family and lunch with my Vietnamese fellow students. Vietnamese food is very healthy and delicious, and I have my favourite dishes. I'll miss my host mum's cooking very much when I go back home. I think this programme of study has been worthwhile. I'll return home as a much stronger, confident, and culturally sensitive person.